White. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. February 13, 1894. Dear son Willie, I have talked with Elder Olson in regard to Edson. He proposes that he go to Missouri or Kansas, but if possible, I would have Edson come to this wide field and work here in preference to his working in America. He has, to my certain knowledge, started several times with earnest determination to work in the cause of God. But I have been made sorry to have those who love to talk and make mischief set things in agitation which have discouraged him. Now he is making a determined effort, and all the help possible should be given him to recover himself and encourage him in the work. It would be a great gratification to me to have my children where I could see them, and they help me, and I help them. I well understand what kind of help will come to him from Henry, from Nelson, and Lindsay. Their hearts are something like a nether millstone. I want not myself, nor mine, to have any connection in any line with such marked characters, whose disposition is to rule or ruin. The Lord has been very good in extending His grace and mercy to Edson, and I will praise His holy name and will work in Christ's lines for Edson, and he can, if consecrated to God, help me in my work at times. Elder Olson thinks we may go to Africa in 1 year, but I see nothing in this that shall prevent Edson's coming here. There are laborers wanted, and Edson would be appreciated in places where they need help so much. Emma would be a great help in my home as matron. I need not connect strangers with me or transport strangers from America. I hope you may feel clear to have my children come to me. I have had odds and ends in my family plenty long enough, and I do want some ones whom I can take pleasure with. As Edson and Emma are now both laboring together earnestly, I want them to come to me. I do not want the conference to support them in coming or after they are here. For 1 year I will carry the burden of this. They have no need to draw $1 from the conference. I am hungry for the presence of my children. But if you do not feel at all inclined to see things in the same light as I have presented before you, will you please state to me what you desire? If we remain here only 1 year longer, and if we then go to Africa, I can see no reason why this should alter the case. I must have someone as matron in my home. Emma is a nice cook and agreeable. Who can fill the place better? When you are traveling hither and thither, I can have Edson and his wife to accompany me, which will be to me very desirable. I can say no more on this point. You know much means has been appropriated by me to help others, and why should I not use some now to help my own son and daughter, who are struggling hard to gain a place to stand and to do the work of God? I must now close this letter. I will try to drop you a few lines every day, if no more. You are invited to do the same. I hope the difficulties I have been wading through ever since camp meeting will come to an end soon. I am writing to Sister Rousseau. Oh, many things need to be set in order. Many things need to be molded and fashioned after the similitude of Christ. Brother Olson will let you read that which I have sent to Fanny. I did not send her the letter I sent to you. In much love, I say a word more. Edson and Emma would give dignity to my home, and I would not have strangers to depend on. There are a few things I wish to write to you. Read the enclosed letter and then consider, Elder Olson and yourself, what shall be done. Elder Starr made a proposition that Edson and his wife come over here and Emma go in our home as matron. You know she is a good cook. May go next term to school, and Elder Starr yoke up with Edson and work in unison with him. Then you will be left free to go and come when you please. Marion always found pleasure in reading to Edson, and he might be some help to me, for I believe he is soundly converted. I will pay all their expenses here, and they shall cost the conference naught for their labor until confidence is fully established in them. Please tell me what you think of this plan. In much love, Mother.